You are listening to the Wet Shaving News Podcast. It's Wednesday, August 5th, 2015. Let's get started. You're listening to the Wet Shaving News Podcast. My name's Andrew, and I'm your host for today's episode. Welcome back. It's been a little longer than usual from our last episode. I posted in the DFS forum that we would be changing our production schedule to better align with the production schedule of Sharpologists. So effective this episode, we are increasing the frequency of our episodes for our listeners. From now on, all of our episodes will be released every 2 weeks. So every other Wednesday, there will be a brand new Wet Shaving News podcast. I believe there's the content for it. And in particular, there's plenty of willing vendors to come on and talk about their business and their products and everything they have to offer. So I think we're going in the right direction. People have been asking for more content, and we're going to do that through our partnership with Sharpologist. Again, this episode is presented by Sharpologist. My good friend Mark over at Sharpologist has everything you need to know about wet shaving and men's grooming. That's all the business, so let's go ahead and get started with industry news. Forbes has done a pretty lengthy article on Phoenix Artisan Accoutrements, highlighting the company and its new company that it's currently in the process of forming. The article is a pretty good read if you like Artisan's products. They do have some very unique scents. You can find out more information about this article by visiting Sharpologist.com and seeing the show notes for the link. Sterling Soap has released a new custom synthetic brush that seems very popular with the reviews. The new 26mm brush, nicknamed Kong, has received praise from several online reviewers and is said to have a knot very similar to a Plisson, although it is 4mm bigger. The original batch has sold out very quickly. As of this recording, they only have a factory seconds still available. More are expected to be ordered in the next couple of weeks, so keep an eye on Sterling's website for that. Maggard Razors has added Soap Smooth products to their lineup of samples. The samples are currently on sale for $1.50 US or just under $20 US for all 13 available scents. For those interested in trying a multitude of soaps at a budget price, Maggard samples are a great way to do so. Please note, sale pricing is subject to change at any moment, and prices are listed on the date the content is added to the show notes. Chiseled Face has added Tradewinds to its lineup of aftershave splashes. Tradewinds has seen some notoriety for its scent profile, building ocean, ozone, cucumber, and mint upon a base of Old Spice. Barrister & Mann has released their summer Arctic soap and aftershave set. While they are currently on vacation, you can check out one of several retailers for ordering information. Excuse me. Dr. John's has officially launched their matching aftershave line. Their aftershaves are available for roughly $18 per or $63 for the set of four. Of note, their aftershaves include a base of rose water with alum. That seems to be some underutilized ingredients in aftershaves these days, but anything with rose water sounds very intriguing to me. Those of you who are fans of Katie's Bubbles, a new soap formula is now available from Katie's Bubbles. The soap is currently available using this formula is Royal Garden, which is a complex scent of rose with several supporting fragrances. The big note here, though, not of a fragrance, get it? Is that the soap is listed as $14 for the jar. This represents a $6 savings compared to the previously priced Katie's Bubbles soap, so it seems that this new formula might be a little bit cheaper, probably following the same trend we've seen some other artisans do lately, making a more consumer price-friendly entry. As a reminder, Barrister and Mann are on vacation until August 11th. If you're looking to order their products during this time, please see one of their partner retailers. Partner retailers can be viewed on the Barrister and Mann website. Refreshment, the latest summer scent from Soap Commander, is now available on Soap Commander's website. If you're in the South, like I am, and you drink a lot of sweet tea, you'll probably find this soap is just for you. Sweet tea is the fragrance in this soap. So head on over to Soap Commander and get your refreshment if you're looking for it. Well, that concludes the news for this segment. I know there's not a lot. I forgot to mention this in the intro, but I'll go ahead and follow it up now. Because we are increasing the frequency of our podcasts, and because I am only one person and only have so much production time in a day, the episodes might seem a little shorter than previously, but I promise you we are still getting the same amount of content in them. It's just that there are more episodes. The same amount of content is divided amongst more episodes. Additionally, all the content in this episode ended on August 1st. So anything that was added to my news feeds after August 1st via Twitter didn't make it into this episode. That will come in the episode for doing some math in my head here. That'll come in the episode for the 19th, I believe would be our next episode. So we'll have plenty of news content in all of our episodes, but there will be less content in every episode simply because there are more of them. For this week's episode, we have a wonderful interview with a very special guest. I had a wonderful time talking to her. She is the Miss Danielle Malka. She is the owner of eShave, a kind of hidden gem I've come to find out. They don't get a lot of recognition or notoriety in the forums or on social media, but they do have several award-winning products in their product lineup, and she is akin to one of the founders of the Art of Shaving, so from the pre-Procter & Gamble days. And we had a fun discussion about that, although not included in the interview. The interview is all about their current endeavor, eShave. And eShave, if you haven't visited it, is a wonderful site. Their design is almost like somebody took the traditional 1950s wet shaving and the modernist clean line concept and smashed the two together to get a wonderfully artful kind of feel to their products and their soaps and their creams. So head over to their website, eShave, if you haven't checked them out yet. But now it's time for the interview with Miss Diane Malka from eShave. One more note before we begin the interview. I should mention that all of our interviews are recorded over Skype, so the call quality sometimes varies, but that's the only way I can actually interview everybody and get it recorded. So I apologize, the audio quality in this interview didn't come out the way I wanted it to, but it is still a very good interview to listen to. Thanks. You're listening to the Wet Shaving News Podcast. My name's Andrew. I have a very special guest, Miss Danielle from eShave. Good morning, Danielle. How are you?
Good morning, Andrew. I'm great. How are you?
Fantastic. Thank you so much for coming on the show today. I'm glad to have you here. My friend Mark from Sharpologist strongly recommended that I talk to you, and he seems to really enjoy your products and your company, so it's fantastic to get to talk to you. A couple of questions really quick. eShave is a brand that I personally have never heard of before our emails earlier this week. Can you give us a little bit of history about your company?
Yes, it's interesting that you mentioned that. It's what we call like a well-kept secret in this country. In fact, I created eShave very soon to be 20 years ago. It was in 1996, really out of having stumbled onto wet shaving and finding it so fascinating that I felt this was something that would be of great support to like the modern and young customer, and took that on. But one of the things that I wanted also inside the brand is to really keep the brand at a controllable and manageable level and keep it very exclusive and special.
Now, your website's subtitle is All a Man Needs. What does that mean to you? What does eShave provide?
eShave started exclusively as a wet shaving line. And as such, what we did was to really bring shaving solution to the consumer that we're talking 20 years ago was pretty much complaining about everything that could go wrong with shaving, from like razor burn to bumps to ingrown hair to 5 o'clock shadow and all the things, you know, and really not have a solution available to them in a modern market. So we started that way. And then a few years ago, we introduced other products such as product for the hair, the face, and the body, and we know taking care of everything that a man will need to look good and to feel good.
Well, your product line is really interesting to look at because you have several award-winning products. You have a pre-shave oil that has won Men's Health Grooming Awards, and you also have a shaving cream that appears to have won a, yeah, it did win 2011, the Men's Health Grooming Awards.
Yes. Every year we do win awards. In fact, what we list on our website is our 5 last years of grooming award. But I must say that every time we present a product, whether to Men's Health magazine, to Esquire, or to other magazines when they do the award, chances are we do win in the category that we present, because I think they appreciate the quality of our product. We bring a lot of attention in selecting our ingredients, in listening to the market, in really finding what it is that will be a product of quality and different in the market. So I think those awards are just, I don't know how you say that in English, suddenly I'm blanking out, a recognition of the work that we are doing.
Well, and I'm looking at your products here. I'm just kind of scrolling through your shaving cream, which is a very natural-looking line. The ingredients are very natural. No parabens, no detergents, and no synthetic colors, too. But you have some very nice scents here that are listed. You have white tea, cream orange, sandalwood, and then the award winner that I see here is your verbena lime. I'm curious, which one's your favorite?
Well, you know, this is a very tricky question. You know, they're all my favorite. That's why they're in a brand. And that's when we have them. I believe, you know, eShave is not my first brand. I have developed brands in the past, and, you know, you learn from your mistakes. And one of the things that I learned is that if I'm going to put something out on the market, it's something that I need to be proud of, and it's something that I will use myself, and then I will be happy to have anyone around me use. So I choose my scent really like a little bit, obviously, something that appeals to me. While I'm listening to the customer and trying to give them a choice, I cannot say like, well, I'll say my white tea could stand as my favorite, but then I have my days where I like the orange and the wood, and the verbena lime has its values. So it's something, it's like breakfast. You don't have everything every day the same breakfast, and I love them all three. We do other scents which are not as exceptional, but the three you mentioned are really the best.
Looking through here as well, you offer a couple of your scents in a full collection. So you make you manufacture everything in house, correct?
Yes. What we do is we source all our raw material from all over the world. I mean, I go to France, India, China, England, everywhere I could find the raw material that work for our product. And we bring everything back to New York, to the U.S. in New York, and that is where we assemble everything, and where we fill everything, and we just, you know, pretty much get the finished product ready.
Well, I do want to ask this because I'm looking at the shaving soaps, and it looks like they are made. You're shaving, first of all, before I talk about where they're made, the shaving soaps, if you haven't gone to the eShave website, come in this really, really wonderful silver nickel tin. The website and the design almost makes me feel like it is, somebody took the traditional design of wet shaving from the 1940s, 1950s, and stripped the design and then repackaged it in a beautiful modern take. The bowls are this nickel-plated silver. They also have gunmetal and a gold-plated bowl for the shaving soap pucks, which look fantastic. But they are made exclusively in Provence, right?
Yes. So that's really instead of like what I was mentioning earlier, which is really bringing the quality to our customer and sourcing around the world. The reason we go around the world is because, you know, every place has its specialty and what they could be proud of. So when you think of like soap, whether it's bath soap or shaving soap, really the world capital of soap making is in Provence. They have an expertise that is unequal anywhere else in the world. The same way that for our shaving cream, we formulate and we blend our shaving cream in England because they have a tradition of wet shaving and they have a tradition of producing a lathering shaving cream. So for us, it was a natural to go to them and to say, okay, well, this is what you make. This is what you're good at. Now, can you make it in this way, because that's what our customer wants. Today, you know, people are more conscious of what they use. Today, people want more natural products, a product that is clean. So they don't want parabens, they don't want dyes, and that's what we do.
And when I'm looking at these products and I'm scrolling through everything that you offer, it looks like it's a complete package. But it looks like you have gone to every corner of the earth, like you said, to find out who makes the best pre-shave and who makes the best cream and who makes the best post-shave balm. Even the aftershaves are listed as, you know, paraben-free, no SLS, no SLES, no synthetic colors, and they have all won awards. Where do you find the Who, because you mentioned France for the soap and England for the cream. Who makes the best post-shave balm?
Well, it's an interesting question. You know, in America, we make very good oils and we make amazing lotions. That is something that I find we have developed really an expertise in that field. And I work with a chemist that was my first supplier 25 years ago, and I was his first client at the time. And we kept on working together. And what's interesting is like he's not far from us. So what we do on a weekend, we'll just be sitting at a table and blending and mixing. And how I go about selecting what goes in a product and not, it's pretty much bringing like my own beliefs. Like I've been organic like for the last 40 years. And so just from that, I've kind of like you have no choice and be more informed about what's good, what's not, to be more informed about what the trends are and really what can be taken out that is not necessary in a product, and then when it's there may not be the best for you. So, you know, that's why we have, you know, this product with like no sodium lauric and no paraben and none of those ingredients that today I really like known that being inadvisable when 20 years ago it was only a few people that thought about it, such as myself.
I'm impressed to hear that. The quality of the I'm looking at reviews also on the website as we talk, or not on the website, but on the web about the products and forums and whatnot. Everyone seems to have a wonderful perception of these products as being very natural and very easy to use. I see a lot of positive reviews about your products, but it branches out from just wet shaving. You also make custom razors, correct?
Yes. So this is like, it's interesting you mentioning that because our razors, our shaving brush, our shaving stand, I have designed everything because that's pretty much my background is in art. And the reason I designed them to start with and to continue to design them as we move along, it's because I wanted to establish two things. One, I wanted to distinguish our brand from the market, from what was available at the time, which was very conservative and kind of old-fashioned. And also, I really wanted to send a message to the consumer that this is not your grandfather's brand. This is not your grandfather's wet shaving line. This is something that you could make yours, and that will also gain you some real estate space in a bathroom because it looks so beautiful. that your wife will say, oh, okay, fine, this looks nice. It's like a sculpture.
Looking at your badger hair shaving brush, and you have a couple of different models. You have two travel badger hair brushes, but your custom, the eShave custom badger hair shaving brush, has this very elegant, elongated acrylic handle that looks very polished and very modern. Where did you find the inspiration for these kinds of designs? Because that design flows throughout all of your products.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, it's a combination of artistic flair and necessity. I mean, basically, the reason we came up with a long handle versus a short handle was, like, again, because of the elegance of it, we thought it was quite beautiful and we wanted to get something that was more artistic. But at the same time, we are not ready to compromise the comfort and the quality for just being artistic. And what I have noticed is when I tried to get my husband at the beginning to get into wet shaving and to use it, he was complaining to me that his soap was getting all over his hand, you know, and then his razor will slip and he just didn't like it. So I'm like, with a long handle, your lathering and the shaving soap or shaving cream never touches your hand. It's a small detail, but it's one of the things that makes a difference. And it's one of the details. That's how we build the whole line, really on thinking and looking at the details of what is going to be give you the most comfortable shave and what is going to be like, oh, that's something I didn't like that one. You were mentioning earlier the travel shaving brush. You know, there is a saying that when traveling, you have to compromise on something. So we looked at the shaving brush and we looked at what was on the market and we're like, okay, well, most of the shaving brush have the regular handle, but the hair is like tiny little dinky little hair because they want to make it shorter. And I'm like, if I'm going to use my travel brush, what am I ready to compromise? And I thought, well, I want to have the same comfort of shave that I have at home. And for that, I'll compromise with a small handle, but I want to have the same head. So the size of the head of shaving brush that we use in our travel brush is the same one than the one at home. The difference is this time you have a smaller handle, you're going to have to wash your hand, but you're getting that same shaving brush quality.
And I'm looking through your website again, and it's not just, you mentioned your husband when he started wet shaving, but you actually have a whole line just for women, right?
We do, for the very simple reason that I'm just like any woman, and I figure I cannot be so unique and exceptional that I'm the only one doing what I was doing. Even though I was in the industry and you would think I could just take a razor and a brush home, I was always using my husband's. And I can tell you that even though whenever I use this razor, I will change the blade, I will clean the razor and shine it to the point that there was no way he will know I used it. He seemed to have this like fifth sense that he could know. It's like, did you use my razor again? Okay, I have to confess. Yes, I did. I'm so sorry, you know. And then I thought, how many men must be like my husband, you know? So let's get something for us. And even though, and the fact that's interesting is like men are buying it for their wife, probably for the same reason that my husband brought me a razor from the office, because I didn't bring it myself. It's like, he went to the office, he took a brush, a stand, a razor, he brought it home. He's like, this is yours. I'm like, okay, I got it. So we figure we'll do it in pink. So the message will be very clear. You know, guys, you could have your own shaving set. Just get her something so she doesn't touch yours and make it cute and pinky because it's for girls.
So I have to ask, you have everything on your website. You're an award winner from Esquire and Men's Health. What is the future of eShave? What's down the road for you guys?
Oh, that's a very interesting question that you're asking. We have done something this year, which is we have reevaluated all our line and streamlined it, because what we've been doing up to now is very much customizing to the needs of every country and every places we were marketing. Because right now we distribute it in 23 countries, and each country has its own needs and wants. Like, for example, the Middle East is very much attracted by our gold-plated accessories. Japan likes the gunmetal. But we thought maybe we need to kind of like narrow everything down to the core of the brand so that it will allow us to bring out some new products. So that's what we have done. This year, we just introduced the double edge razor because I find there is definitely there's such a momentum that it was the right time to invest in time and tooling, et cetera, to have a new razor. And next year, we are going to be looking more closely at everything to do with travel, because once you shave, once you wet shave and once you use a brush and one of those lathering shaving cream, you cannot consider, and at least I can't, consider being on the road and settling for a little foam, your fingers, and whatever disposable razor. So that's going to be really something that we're going to be looking at very closely next year, and making everything that we have available in a convenient travel, and develop that whole aspect of the business.
Well, Danielle, thank you so much for spending some time with me this morning. I really appreciate you coming on the show and explaining your product line and looking at it. You have a wonderful product lineup. If you haven't visited eShave, you can visit them. Danielle, can you tell our listeners where they can find you guys?
Well, obviously online on our website on eShave.com. That is like the easiest way for across the country. We do have a few partners in America that we work with. Shopology is definitely one that has been very supportive, and we do appreciate that. Also, what I wanted to say, we mentioned earlier, I was mentioning the double edge razor that we have designed that's quite unique, and I'd love to offer one to one of your listeners. So I don't know how you could put that out there, but we could have one of our double edge razor available for your listeners.
So much. I appreciate that, Danielle. We will we have an infrastructure set up for that, and we'll talk a little bit more about how that works after the recording is over. But in the meantime, I wish you guys the best of luck, yourself and your husband and eShave. I wish you guys the best of luck, and I would love to see you guys continue to grow and flourish.
Thank you very much, Andrew. Thank you for having us on the show.
Thank you. Well, that's it for this episode of the Wet Shaving News Podcast. Thanks for listening in. We will have information on how to enter the contest for the complimentary giveaway item, the razor from Danielle and eShave, at show notes. You can see them at Sharpologist.com. Our show is presented by Sharpologist.com. Everything your father didn't teach you about wet shaving. Thanks for listening. Our next podcast comes out on the 19th, Wednesday the 19th, and in between them, we should have a mini cast with Colonel Conk, again available at Sharpologist.com. Thanks for listening, and in the meantime, have a great week.